I like it yesterday when I just said, okay, questions. Go ahead, fire away.
I thought that meant didn't have good practice because you weren't
here. No, it was good. It was good practice. Very similar setup that we had last week. Again, very, very competitive.
Hey, kick returner, will Denard still do that?
We're still discussing that part of it.
Too soon, or would y'all come out?
Yeah, too soon, because he's made some progress. He's still getting a lot of treatment and where he's at. I should be able to know more tomorrow.
Curious how much stock you as coaches put into the whole Pro Bowl thing. Obviously players do, because in a lot of cases there's incentives in their contract. But as coaches, does it matter a lot to you? Or do you sort of dismiss it as it being somewhat misleading in a lot of ways?
Right. Well, it's hard. I think because, you know, sometimes you don't get a chance to see guys, you know, during the season if you don't see them on breakdowns and things. So that part's hard. But it is something that we take time and we separate our coaches up, you know, by position group. Wide receiver coaches talk about the DBs. And so we put some time into it. I'm not, you know, not hours or anything like that, but we take it serious. And then I look it over and then Dave signs off and I sign off. So we have a way, you know, kind of a structured way that we do it. It's not just a 2-minute deal.
Is there a player on your team that you would be disappointed if that player did not get selected this year? Is there anybody that jumps out at you?
You know, I never thought about it that way. You know, I think that, again, we'll just, after the season, we kind of look back and reflect on it. You know, so without putting much time into it, you know, I think there's some guys that have really improved and done some good things. Whether it warrants that, you know, we'll wait and see.
How's Julius Thomas been for you these last 4 games, scoring, you know, each time out?
Well, I think Julius, from the start, when we first brought him in here, he's been great. So that part's been outstanding. I think after the injury, I think there was some time there where he was competing, but the timing wasn't quite right. And they took time after practice, really worked on it. The same things that we saw in OTA. He's a professional and that he wants to do things right. So I just think that it's starting to come together, you know, but it's still a work in progress now. There's still some things they need to work on. But I just see more of the rhythm and, you know, where the communication is taking place. So, you know, and it's giving them opportunities.
Are you starting to see opposing defenses having to sort of pick their poison between whether to put more of their emphasis on A-Rob or Julius?
We haven't seen strong emphasis like that. Maybe safety leaning one way or the other a little bit, but not like, you know, doubling or, you know, things like that.
Most complete game of the season the other day. Any difference in a confidence approach, or is that just not something you're going to see? I mean, for the players.
I think they're very confident. I think what I like about it is they have, you know, put that one aside, and they're really working on things that we need to work on. And it's been good. I'd speak specifically defensively, because you're a team that's coming in here is very talented. Got very talented at quarterback, at wide receiver, and at running back, and other positions as well. But, you know, that's definitely caught our attention, what they're seeing on tape. So I just see a real focused group on the field and a real determined group, I'd say.
What kind of pressure does Julius put from a defensive perspective on a defense when he's got his rhythm in time?
Sure. I think what it is more matchups. You know, you got to be really aware of the type of matchups you want, what you're willing to do. Maybe it's a specific blitz, a man pressure. And with that pressure that you like, how to attack protections, now you break it down by how are our matchups. If we want to run this pressure, who's matched up with who? And it puts you into that thinking where you got to start really, all right, is it worth it to run this pressure in order for us to run it? We're going to have this matchup. I think those are some conversations that may be taking place.
We asked about Julius yesterday, but yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, Julio Jones. You play elite receivers, but what makes him different?
Well, his size, his strength, and his speed. I think those are all things that are, you know, he's very talented. I mean, he's one of the best. So, you know, all the skill sets that you would, you know, put together to form a highly touted wide receiver, he has. But the speed and the size, I think, are two real big issues.
Does he turn potential bad plays for the offense into good ones as much as?
Yeah, there's a strong trust. You can see a strong trust on tape with him and Matt.
If Denard doesn't return kicks, then who are some guys that are in the mix?
You might see guys like Nick Marshall back there. Rashad Green would be a couple guys to take a look at.
What did you see differently from your defense last week? It just seemed like from about the, I don't know, maybe early second quarter on, you guys had figured out the Colts. That's what it seemed like.
Well, yeah. I would say that the two red zone stops, I think, helped. You know, where they got there. I know they got 6 points, but we kept them out of there. And I think that, that part of it helped. And then, you know, doing pretty good against the run game to where it was, you know, we could get our pass rush going. And then obviously, you know, when you have a lead, it makes it more one dimensional. And then I think you feel the pass rush more. And, you know, I think that's how we're looking at it too. We're saying, all right, we're having a lot of one possession games and we haven't been in many situations where we can turn the pass rush loose to see what do we truly have in those type of situations. And so I thought that was pretty good last week. When we need to get rush, I think you felt it more from our guys. So, you know, what was different, I think the lead, you know, we came back and we scored, especially the first play in the second half. I think that, you know, we try not to let momentum be a big part of the game, but it's a factor.
Vanyard's been here for a little while now. What have you seen that he brings to the office?
He's really picked it up very well. I think his work ethic, it really stands out to us. You know, and he does a good job. I think he's growing into our system. I'm not going to sit here and say that, boy, where he was to where he is here, he's gotten better. I think he was pretty good. I think he's more comfortable understanding the system. And I think he's playing faster since the time we've had him here.
Were you surprised that Marshall Rashad, the senior ball, had been a big star in college, the quarterback says, hey, I want to learn how to play good cornerback?
Yeah, it was surprising to me when it happened. Yeah, when he came up to me and asked me that. But it's not surprising his demeanor where it's not too big for him. You know, he's played in big environments, and I'm sure has made mistakes in big environments. And he quickly recovers from them. And, you know, I think he's cleaning up that part of his game, too. I mean, he's only played corner, you know, not even a year. And so he's still a work in progress that way. But his skill set, I think, is what intrigues us and his mindset.
He had to be pretty raw at the Senior Bowl because he hadn't done it. Was there any thought to you, this guy can't make this transition? Or did you think, hey, he's got a chance?
We thought he had a chance, and that's why, you know, I think there were some questions, but we felt like he had a chance, and that's why we highly targeted him as free agent.
If you're having to defend this offense, your offense, Julius a bigger concern or A-Rod? Which one keeps you more awake?
It's different. It's different matchups. You know, I think you look in the secondary with A-Rod and then the linebacker matchup with Julius. So it's a little bit different, but, you know, I think that they would catch your eye on tape. You know, but I think you would go into it saying, let's do what we do. I don't know, like you asked before, is it warranted double covering and spinning the coverage and rolling coverage? You know, that part, you know, you haven't seen yet. And, you know, so that tells me that they're treating them, you know, hey, let's go and play and see how we do and maybe a little awareness in certain situations. But, you know, that you got to be aware of everybody. I mean, I think with the whole offensive group, Hearns, Robinson, Thomas, You know, the whole group, they all have their different skill sets. So you look at it more of what do they do well? What's their skill set? Is there any keys to what they're doing? And now let's go play ball. You know, I think it's more attacked that way.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.